praise God again for every one of you that has come on the Dream Team prayer line. And we know that if you come expecting to receive a word from God, come expecting that we can pray, we can join our faith together, well, you've called to the right place. Amen. Praise God. Now, tonight, we are just going to be favored, and we are blessed to have our guest minister tonight, Reverend Larry Smith, who is the pastor of the Rocky Mount Baptist Church in Cumberland. And Reverend Smith, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Praise God. He's on the line. Hallelujah. And I praise God for him. He has such a beautiful spirit. He has a humble spirit, and that's who God can use. Amen. So I'm not going to prolong the time any longer, but I'm now going to turn it over to Reverend Larry Smith, that you can let go, you can let God, as God give you the word to minister, even as God allow you to pray. Let the Lord have his way. At this time, I present to you Reverend Larry Smith.
Amen. Once again, we praise God for who he is and who he has called each of us to be, not by some title that we hold, but by being sons and daughters of God. And truly, we want to just thank God for this opportunity to be able to share a few moments of teaching or preaching with our good friends. Amen. And suddenly want to say good evening to Pastor Bowden and First Lady Bowden and to all our friends at the Petersville Baptist Church. It's truly a pleasure for me to be a part of this Wednesday night. We're going to call it worship experience. Just want to open up with a few words of prayer. Eternal God, we thank you for this night that you have allowed us to come together to look at your word. And we pray, God, that your Holy Spirit reveal to us tonight what you would have us to see, that we may be able to be better Christians. We be able to be better sons and daughters of God. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. The scripture tonight, very familiar passage of scripture from out of the book of Joshua, the Old Testament, the book of Joshua, chapter 24, with verse 14 and verse 15. We find these words in the book of Joshua, chapter 24, verse 14 and verse 15. This is the writing. Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods of your ancestors, worship beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. Verse 15, but if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourself this day who you will serve, whether it's the God of your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the God of the Amorites in whom land you are living in. But for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. I want to talk tonight about options. And truly, there are times that options are good, but there are times that I believe that I wish that we didn't have options, because whatever options Satan or the devil gives us, we can count on that it's something against what God wants us to do. So here now we find in the book of Joshua, but who is Joshua? Joshua was seen as being Moses' assistant. And this is the same Moses who God spoke out of a burning bush and informed him to go to Pharaoh down in Egypt and tell Pharaoh to let his people go. And Moses was to lead the people out of Egypt into the promised land or Canaan. But because of Moses did not follow the instruction of God, Moses was no longer allowed now to lead the people into where they first started and headed to go, and that's Canaan. And God now, he placed the leadership role in the hands of Joshua. The name Joshua in Hebrew means God is deliverance. Joshua was also obedience to God. And my brothers and sisters, this is a time that God is looking for obedience people. He is looking for people who can be obedient as well as to have faith in him. So Joshua now has been given the reins to lead God's people. And understand, Joshua understood his call from God. But most of all, he knew the purpose in which God has called him. The same with each of us. We are all called by God. And by God has been given a purpose in this life. It's not no accident that any of us was born. It's no accident that you woke up on this Wednesday morning. And if it's God's grace, it be no accident that we'll wake up on Thursday morning. But God does not wake us up without a purpose and a plan. And we are not all called for the same purpose. And that's what gets us in trouble. Sometimes we look at what someone else is doing, and we neglect what God has called us to do and join in trying to take someone else's road over. And we are not doing God any good, and we are not doing the people that God has trusted us around us any good as well. My brothers and sisters, Joshua knew his calling and knew the purpose of his calling. And once again, we are not all called for the same purpose. The Bible says that we are many members, but one body in Christ. Understand? We are all working for God, regardless of what we have been called to be. There is a purpose for that call, whether it's to be an officer in the church or whether it's to just be a parishioner. And believe me when I say, even parishioners has a calling because God has given them maybe a special calling to encourage those that are actually working out front. And sometimes our purpose of our call is not to work in the front or in people's sight. It's often sometimes it is to work behind the scene. But it does not mean that anyone to God is less important. And I'm so happy about that. I may not was called to do what you was called to do, and you may not was called to do what God called me to do. But God still loves us enough to look beyond all our faults and still take care of every one of our needs. And my brothers and sisters, and it's not only that does God call us to be some type of leader in the church, but this is where we got to understand. God called us to be leaders outside his house, be leaders on our jobs, to be leaders, young people in school, to be leaders in our own home. And we are to learn from the text tonight that we are called to be leaders. Once again, not just in God's house, it's not just preachers, it's not just pastors, it's not just deacons, it's not just trustees or missionaries. We all have been called by God and given a purpose in this life. But being, you know, being that leader or being that person that God has given a task, a call for a purpose that God has called each of us to be, we must have a made-up mind. We must have a made-up mind to not go along with what you and I know that is wrong. And how do we know if something is wrong? How do we know when it's presented the wrong option to us? It is when we are asked to do something that it does not line up with the Word of God. No one has to tell us. All we have to do is just open up God's Word and read it for ourselves. And sometimes God sees, but all times God's able to see where ahead of what you and I are going to be faced with. And he will have someone to come in our lives to share something with us. So when that wrong option come to face with us, we know what God's word says. We know what God wants us to do. We know what is right from wrong. We know what to carry out, how to carry out the call that God has on each of our lives. And just may mean that we sometimes may lose some friends. We may lose some family members that don't want to be around us. But that's when we have to realize, and with a made-up mind, but most of all, have it in our heart, who we going to serve. So here in chapter 24 and verse 1, Joshua, he does what God has directed him to do. He calls the people together. And the second thing he does, he reminds them of how good God has been to them. Joshua reminds them of how God has made ways for them. Joshua has remind them that if it had not been for the Lord, they would still be down in Egypt. They were still trying to be crossing the Red Sea. My brothers and sisters, it's a time that we should look back over our lives. And many of us and all of us should be able to find something that we can say, if it had not been for the Lord, we would have been back in 2020 or 2018, but God brought us into 2022, and he brought us in knowing who we are. So I'm just grateful tonight that God, he prepare us for what Satan presents to you and I as options. And also in verse 14, Joshua tells the people they must be honest with God. Let us stop there. Sometimes we tell God what we think God wants to hear, as if God does not know our heart. My brothers and sisters, we will never fool God. God knows the truth when it comes out of our mouth. He knows what is not true when we speak it. But some of us think that if I promise God this or promise God that, he's going to do what I ask, but really I don't have no plan of doing it. I'm telling you, that is a dangerous thing, to make false promise to God. So here Joshua once again, it has called the people together. He has reminded them, but most of all, he's telling them, please, be honest with God. And in verse 15, Joshua tells the people to put away, to get rid of those idol gods, those handmade gods, gods that has they have to move themselves. God that needs dusting. And what makes it so bad, many times, sometimes in our lives, even unknowing, we have allowed things to come in our lives and have knocked God down in line in our life. My brothers and sisters, God should always be number one. But there are times that we allow things that we want to do, things that we are doing to try to fit in with other people, and doing this, putting this up front, make God become number two, number three, and sometimes God is clean off our list altogether. But I want to let you know, even in our worst state, God is still there. The song, there's a song said that he is listening to hear a sinner prayer. And I'm so glad because the Bible let us know that we all have sinned and come short of the glory. God has given us more opportunity than any one person in this world will ever give us. So Joshua tells them now to get rid of those idol gods, those handmade gods, gods that need to be moved by man, God that need to be dusted off. And Joshua also let them know that the gods that they have brought out of Egypt, that they was worshiping back in Egypt when they was calling on God, the true God, to deliver them, some of them are still worshiping gods of their ancestors. But then Joshua also warned them, get rid and stop worshiping the God of the people who are in the land, our neighbors, the God that they serve. You know, sometimes we do things, once again, to fit in. But my brothers and sisters, trying to fit in this world, we'll fit in today, and then we got to compromise tomorrow to try to fit in. Second, you know, Joshua tells the people not to worship these idol gods in the land in which they live in, that those people are worshiping. In trouble, you know, they try to fit in. But once again, we are doing a dangerous thing trying to fit in with the surrounding around us. We should not, as Christians, allow the world to change us. But we as Christians, we as sons and daughters of God, we are those who God has called for a purpose, should be able to change the world. You know, we dishonor God when we once again try to fit in with people and not trying to be what God has called us to be. Joshua tells them today to look, you know, you got options. You have taken advantage of options. But Joshua said now, but you have to choose for yourself this day. My brothers and sisters, some of us may think we got tomorrow, but there are so many people who will not have tomorrow. And what if one of those persons are you and I? Have we put off something that we know that we should do today that God has called us for? So here Joshua, you know, he does not look at the options that he had, because he does have options. Joshua has the same option that the people that he is reminding that God is still good have. Joshua could also worship the gods that their ancestors worshiped in Egypt. Joshua has the same option to worship the God of the Amorites in whose land that they are in. But for Joshua, there is no option. Because Joshua said, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. My brothers and sisters, it is good when we can, like Joshua, look back and see all the things that God has done for us. And Joshua was convinced he had been witnessing to all the things that God had done for him, but not just for him, but for all the others who were still alive, who had made the decision for himself that he will serve the Lord. But also, not just for himself, but Joshua said, for my family. Don't you remember the time that there was no voting taken in our homes in whether or not the child or someone was going to church? There was no voting. There was no option years back. The parents just got your clothes together. I know my mother got our clothes together on Saturday evening, placed it on the bed, and we know that we was going to church on Sunday. We was out playing in the dirt all day Saturday with cousins. The older brothers and sisters may was out half of the night, but it was no voting. It was no option of whether or not they was going to church. And if we could just get back to that, when parents could be parents and not just friends to our children. Church, we are living in a time now that the world sees what was wrong, right, and what is right, wrong. But understand, to God, what was wrong yesterday is still wrong today, because God is one who never changed. We look around today, and it makes us want to question ourselves, you know, because people will make you try to feel guilty about worshiping God. But you got to ask yourself, who are you going to serve? And my thing is, what's wrong with serving God? What's wrong with attending God's house? What's wrong with encouraging one another who God has called for a purpose? My brothers and sisters, we have options. But the option for us as Christians is to serve God. And I pray tonight that we can be like Joshua. In spite of what option comes our way, God is the one for us. Let us pray. Eternal God, we thank you for this night. We thank you for the words of the book of Joshua, letting us know, God, that the devil would supply many options, but those options does not line up with your word. So we pray tonight, God, that our choice is a firm choice, a choice that we will never turn back or go back from, and that is to serve you. So we thank you, God, for this time to spend with our friends, the pastor, the first lady, and the members of Petersville, and all the other friends who may have called in. And we are praying for each of them tonight, God. We are praying for their homes tonight, that they have made up their mind, with, in spite of what option, in spite of how green the grass may look on the other side, you is the choice for them, not just in bad times, but in good times as well. We are praying, God, for this world. We are praying for young people. We are praying for seniors who may be struggling alone, God. We know that you is a God that promised never to leave us nor forsake us. So we pray that you allow your presence to be known tonight in the lives of your people. Once again, God, we thank you. We thank you, God, for who you are. We ask you tonight to look at this world, God, and put it in the way that you would have it to be leaders, God, that you have called to lead. Allow them to have the heart for those that they are trying to lead. But once again, God, remind us all that not of all of us are called for the same purpose. But we do have a purpose in this life. And that purpose is to serve you, to be a witness of how good you are, to be a witness of Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters, I'm glad tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Let us know that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. God had an option. Jesus died while the Bible said we were yet still sinners. He had an option. But once again, I believe Jesus would have died for us, even if it was just one. So be encouraged and be on the Lord's side. Thank you so much, First Lady.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Praise God. I'm going to go ahead and unmute this line. Again, and praise God for you, Reverend Larry Smith, and we praise God that you just spoke the word of God just like it is, and just plain that we can understand that. And I thank the Lord for you that you agreed to come on this line, because see, we need to hear that word of God. We need to be reminded that our purpose in to serve God with our whole heart, with our whole mind, with our soul, with everything that's within us, we ought to serve him and put him first. So I praise God for that word tonight. And I want you all on the line, come on and praise God. Come on, just take a minute and just give God the praise. Do you have something to praise God for?
Yeah,
are you called for a particular purpose?
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
come on. Yes, Lord. We praise you. We praise you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. We praise you for choosing us, Lord, and that we chose you, God. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your long suffering, God. Praise God. Hallelujah. God, we praise you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to his name. Amen. So once again, Pastor Larry Smith, we praise God for you and for First Lady Gloria Smith. We thank you for just always being the same. And that same is just letting the Spirit of the Lord reveal through you and just speaking a word that we know that God has for us. For such a time as this, we need to know whose side we're on. And I'm thankful tonight that I know who I am in the Lord. I'm thankful tonight that I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I'm on the Lord's side. So again, I want to praise God. Amen. Praise God for every one of you who have called into this Dream Team prayer line. We praise God, and he's an awesome God. And we thank the Lord for this opportunity.
Yes.
And I pray that you'll continue to be blessed, that you will continue to be anointed of the Lord, that you would not only that would bless somebody else, show some love to somebody else. Hallelujah. And I pray God for everyone, for our pastor, for all of you that have called into this Dream Team prayer line. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Continue to look to the hills from which cometh your help. All of your help, it comes from the Lord. So I'm going to say good night, and God bless you all. Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Good night to everyone. Thank God.
Good night.
Good night.
Hallelujah.
Minister Larry Smith from Cumberland.
I don't know him really.
Oh, never heard of it. I forgot the name of the church. Huh?
Right
in the town of Cumberland, the black church, right above where the left hand side of the house, right below the student. I forgot the name of the church. That one Cumberland, though. Was it? Didn't Cumberland? Yep. Well, I'm thinking of the other one. I think it was the one that was in the Buckethead.